This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It's called the Gateway to the 19 Pueblos of New Mexico. And part of its mission is to advance understanding of Pueblo culture by presenting with dignity and respect the accomplishments of New Mexico's Pueblo people. There are lots of events going on every week at Albuquerque's Indian Pueblo Cultural Center, including every weekend a series of authentic Native American dances. With us this morning is the new executive director of the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center of Acoma, Laguna, and Taos Heritage, Travis Suazo. Travis, welcome to KUNM.
Thank you, Spencer.
First of all, congratulations on your new position.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you share with us any expectations that you have for your tenure at the Cultural Center?
I'm building upon a foundation that's been laid by my predecessor, but more so in a vision that was instilled back early in the mid-70s for a facility that would serve the 19 Pueblo communities in the areas of art and history from a Pueblo perspective, a facility that would share that history with visitors that come to the state of New Mexico and to the Albuquerque area, but more so a place that our Pueblo people could come to while they were in the city, a home away from home, if you will. That's who the facility serves. This is our Pueblo community. And it's building upon that really is the future and taking it to another level. But all is done out of respect and in remembrance of our core values as Pueblo people.
Let's talk about this series of Native American dances. It's one of the most popular events that the Cultural Center presents. Tell me a bit about how it's curated, how it's put together.
We present dance experiences throughout the year every weekend, and it's been a major component to who we are. That's what we're known for.
Right.
The Albuquerque Convention and Visitors Bureau, the New Mexico Tourism Department, utilize this as a selling point for people to come to Albuquerque, come to New Mexico, and experience Native culture with our dance program. There's an element of dance that's shared from each community that's unique. From the northern Pueblos to the southern Pueblos to our Hopi brothers and sisters out in Arizona to the Navajo Nation, we actually also bring in the Apache Crown Dancers from White Mountain in Arizona.
Right.
Each story is unique. What we really look for when we collaborate with a dance group is how well they can entertain, yes, but how can they engage the visitor in a cultural experience? Because really, it's that cultural experience that the visitor will take away with them once they leave the cultural center. And in some cases, dance groups will, at the conclusion of their performance, will stay, answer questions, engage the visitor in a more meaningful and one-on-one conversation, and in some cases, we'll even take a photo or two.
Oh, that's terrific. What kind of responses have you heard from the people who come to the cultural center to see these dances?
It's a curiosity. It's an experience of dance that they've never had the opportunity to see. The songs that are sung, the steps that are performed, it's more for a public setting and a lot different than you would see or hear in a traditional setting, such as in a plaza, in a pueblo. They're modified and changed for specific purposes, more for a public presentation. And really, it's a blend of partnership and collaboration with the dance groups, as well as our tribal communities. But more importantly, it's the ability to share from a Native perspective the beautiful cultural component of dance.
Travis Suazo is the executive director of Albuquerque's beautiful Indian Pueblo Cultural Center, which is located at 2401 12th Street Northwest, just north of I-40. Its series of authentic Native dances takes place Saturdays and Sundays at noon through March. For more information about the center and its events, go to IndianPueblo.org or call 843-7270. Travis, thank you so much for joining us at KUNM.
Thank you, Spencer.
For Performance New Mexico, I'm Spencer Beckwith.